Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The citizen said, O Lord, you are worshipped by all demigods like Brahma, Davos, Sanakas and Sanas, and even the King of Heaven. You are the ultimate rest for those who are really aspiring to achieve the highest benefit of life. You are the supreme transcendental Lord, and inevitable time cannot exert its influence on you. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord is Sri Krishna, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Samhita, and other authorized Vedic literatures. No one is equal to or greater than Him. And that is the verdict of all scriptures. The influence of time and space is exerted upon the dependent living entities who are all part and parcels of the Supreme Lord. The living entities are predominated Brahman, whereas the Supreme Lord is the predominating Absolute. As soon as we forget this clear fact, we are at once in illusion. And thus we are put into threefold miseries, as one is put into dense darkness. The clear consciousness of the cognizant living being is God consciousness, in which one bows down unto Him in all circumstances. Om Agyan Devaranda Sriyananjan Shalakya Chakshnamilatam Yantasmai Shri Guruvai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutle Samrupadam Dati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shrimad Giriraj Swaminiti Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschadeshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Narayanam Namaskrit Namcham Rotmam Devin Sasati Vyasam Tato Jam Dhirit, Vanchakalpatra Vishkripa Asundu Vajrapatita Nampavna Vaishna Bhivya Namanma. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, Krishna is entering Dwaraka. And all the residents of Dwaraka, they are welcoming Krishna. They heard the conch, the sound of his conch shell. So they all ran toward receiving Krishna. Now they are offering prayers. The citizens of Dwaraka, they are offering prayers here. That Krishna, now they know, you see, this is the beauty. Coming to the level of understanding Krishna, he is so rare. Brahmande tikon bhagyavan jeev. Guru Krishna kripa paaye bhakti lata beej. And then Krishna explains himself in Bhagavad Gita. Munushnam sahasreshu kaschit yatiti siddhaye. Yatatam api siddhyanam kaschin mabeti tatvata. That out of thousands and thousands, one become a jnani, and thousands of jnanis, Krishna says, one knows me in tat, in absolute, fully surrender. You may come to Krishna. That's not really fully surrender. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana skritanu Arjuna. Krishna says, the four type of people approaches me. But Krishna did not call them devotees. He called them skritivan, pious. So when they come to Krishna looking for something, they may be diseased, maybe problem with the health or wealth, or they are looking for absolute, even knowledge, jnanis. Even that is skritivan, not devotees yet. So what to say of person who is entering into the pastimes of Krishna? the person, by forgetting Krishna, Krishna bhula jiva bhog vancha kare. By forgetting Krishna, we have entered into Ichha Dvesha Dvandu Mohena Bharata. Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita. For Ichha and Dvesha, desire and enviousness, person comes to this material world to satisfy one's senses. And moment we come here, we are in darkness. How it is darkness? Krishna Suryasman. Krishna is like sun. Maya hai andhakar. And Maya is darkness. You see every day. Moment the sun sets, we are in complete darkness. That's how material world is. Complete dark. Now, person, you can imagine that the residents of Dwarka, they are offering prayers to Krishna. They know Krishna is absolute. They know Krishna is God. How fortunate they are. Out of millions, one come to Krishna. And one becomes associates of Krishna when we enter into the... Everybody belongs to Krishna. Every living entity belongs to Krishna. Never discriminate. Oh, this is... Only Hindus belongs to me. Only Indians belongs to me. No. Sarvajonishu kantaya. And Sarvajonishu kantaya on where? Not only planet Earth. Abrahman bhuvan loko. All the Brahmans. Everywhere. Now here, residents of Dwarka, they are offering up prayers. Oh, you are the supreme god. All the demigods, they worship you. Even Indra, the king of heaven, worships you. So they are feeling very fortunate that they are not, they are having audience. They are somehow the have fortunate. They are seeing Krishna face to face. Prabhupada gave example. He told us we can see even. Not after death. You can see now. But there's a way to do it. The process there is. The process is given. But the problem is, we are not applying it. We may say we are applying it, we are not applying it. If we apply it, the result is definite. The moment you mix oxygen and hydrogen, H2O, immediately the water comes. Reaction, chemical reaction. So devotion service is actually, Krishna can be achieved only with the pure devotion. Sometimes people talk about, we talk all the time, but we don't really meditate on it, what it is. We don't meditate on it. We just listen from here and take it out from here. We took the process, but we don't apply it. The whole thing is applying. And the first proof of that is, look at the Brajvasis, Vrindavan. Vrindavan, they were not bothered. They did not know. They are not bothering about Krishna is God. That's the process. All the residents of Vrindavan, they desired, oh, they were so attracted with the charms of Krishna. So they were just thinking, oh, wish if I could feed, Yashoda is feeding Krishna. The whole Vrindavan was thinking, oh, wish I could feed Krishna. All the gopis, Krishna is smiling. Cows, they were thinking, oh, Yashoda is feeding Krishna. Wish if he could feed him. So Krishna played a trick. All right, fair enough. You want to feed me? I will fulfill your desire. If you go to, there is a place is called Chamuha. When you go on the highway, it's just, you can literally see it. It's only few hundred yards. There's a temple. This is where Krishna was dining with his, you know, having feast with his gopas. And the calves were, Krishna was small. He didn't have cows that time. Calves. Nanda Baba sat him with the calves. All the calves were eating grass and drinking milk, this water in Yamuna. But what did he do? He lured Brahma. Can you imagine?
How fortunate we are that Prabhupada has taught us that Krishna is a God. Not only God, He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He said He is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's a difference. God and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Avatar and Avatari. Where all the avatars manifest. That is why Krishna is called original. Vishnu is not original. Vishnu is Supreme Personality. Vishnu is the original Supreme Personality. There is a difference. There are small, small things but make very big difference. Same thing in like if you do the mathematics. Very little mistake, eventually it becomes very big. Small things. Devotional service is same way applies. If you apply mathematically, result is perfect. You do little mistake, result will be something else. And Krishna became? Krishna became the calves, Krishna became the gopas, and the gopis for 1 year, all the Braj, the whole Vrindavan fed Krishna. All the calves, 900,000, I've forgotten the term, I was thinking this morning to bring it for you to read it. Then I forgot to write it. It's called Brishvanu. It's a title actually. That many have these many cows. If you got, you call Brishvanu. If you got that many cows, you call Nanda. If that many cows, you call Upananda. So there are Nanda, there is Upananda, there are Brishvanus. So one of the Brishvanu is Radharani's father, and one Nanda is Nanda Baba, which we call. So all of them, there's so many cows. So if Nanda Baba has got 900,000 cows, Brishvanu has got more actually. So there's so many cows and there's so many calves, and all the calves, Krishna has become calves for all the cows. Can you imagine how many Krishnas were there? How Krishna expanded himself? And what sort of atmosphere would be that everybody is thinking immense love for that Krishna? That love has not come from nowhere. Oh, because it came. The reason it came, because they knew Krishna, nothing else but Krishna. There's a difference. What is it? Only Krishna, nothing else but Krishna. This is called bhakti. This you don't even see in Dwarka. And that bhakti was taught by Vyasadev Muni. That's why it's called Amalam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalam Prema Pumarthi Mahan. It's Amal, there is no Mal. Mal means Gandagi, Mal means dirtiness, Mal means stool. There's nothing whatsoever in Bhagavatam. No karma, no jnana, no yoga, no nothing, nothing. No astrology even, nothing. You see, 9 Navgrahas, they don't enter Vrindavan. Shanidev is outside Kosi. Don't enter. They got no entrance in Vrindavan. Shishirada Gokulanji, Sita Ram Lakshmi, Gonita Aikija. There is no scope. Only Krishna. The proof of that is our disciplic succession, which started from right from Krishna to Vishnu to Narada to Brahma, then to Vedavyas. Prema Pumarthi Mahan Amalam No Mal. Then what happens? Then he gave to Shukdev Goswami. Now when Shukdev Prikshit Maharaj or Shukdev Goswami was speaking, Prikshit Maharaj was hearing this great science of Krishna consciousness. Pure Krishna, nothing else. No karma, no jnana, no yoga, no astrology, nothing. Simply about Krishna. Then what happened? So many were there, but one was very attentive. So many sages were there. Out of so many sages, one sage was very attentive. You see, when I give this example so many times, When we go to school, all the students, everybody is perceived differently. I'm speaking same. I'm reading. But everybody will perceive according to their understanding. Own conditioning. But Nigam Kaltarav, what is that? Nigam Kalpataro Galitam Shukhamukhad Amratarav Sanyutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasmalyam. Ras mean, you see, it's very easy to say mellow. Ras, you know, when you have mango pulp, there is no seed, there is no skin, it's just a pulp. It's ras. And this ras was coming right from, Suta Goswami heard. Shukdev Goswami talked simply about Krishna. And Suta Goswami, what did he do? He talked simply about Krishna. Nothing else but Krishna. Cannot attain Krishna without this. There is no way. Anya vilashtashram jnana karnavratam annakulan Krishna shilram bhakti ruttama. Prabhupada called us devotees, but actually we are sadhakas. Prabhupada gave very, it's like when a child comes to the temple, oh, anybody, nobody come, somebody comes new, chant Hare Krishna, you will see, you will feel bliss. Chant one round, you will feel bliss, isn't it? Do we tell that? Chant one round, you will, do you think what chant one round, you will feel bliss? You say, I'm not feeling bliss, I chant one round, I don't feel bliss. But we tell, chant one round, you will feel bliss. Similarly, Prabhupada told us, young children, 17, 18, 20 years old, just chant 16 rounds, four regulative principles, you will see Krishna, you'll go back. He knew that if they take this process, eventually, when it will mature, they will chant constantly. They will perform devotional service purely. They will perform if you stick. It's like a mango. Mango is into the tree, it's a green. But if he remains on the tree, then eventually it becomes very nice and sweet yellow. It will change the color. It will change the color. But it has to remain on the tree. Now this Krishna consciousness is pure. The Krishna consciousness name itself self-explanatory. This philosophy of ours which we are practicing when we came to this temple, when we studied Prabhupada books, what we come for? I did not come for anything else. I only came myself, my wife. We only came for one person. Who is that? That person who's holding the flute over there. Only for Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness is very, very rare. And we are very fortunate Prabhupada gave to us. Now, have we used this? Have we utilized it? Have we do sadhana, sadhaka? We are called sadhakas. Devotee we will become. At the moment we are sadhakas. Sadhaka, sadhana. Whatever sadhana we do, we get the result. What in English phrase there is saying, you get what you bake, is it? What is it? Something in a cooking there, right? My daughter written something over there. You know, whatever you... As you sow, so shall you reap. That is true. That is one thing. So whatever we are putting, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga, Janati Ashu Jnanam Vairagyam Chayada Hetukam, Jnan and Vairag, immediately we have to leave, Jnan and Vairag. See, Bhakti does not mean, Bhakti comes with the two things. We take it very easily. We think everything is okay, fair enough, Bhakti. But it's a Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti. When we have desires, let me see if I can read one statement of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Where is that? Hold on. Let me check it if I can find something. Yeah. Prabhupada gave lecture in 1974 in Vrindavan. Now he said, if you have got a pinch of anya bilash means any other desire than Krishna, then you cannot become a pure devotee. That is not possible. See, each line you have to hear. Don't see, just pick one line and avoid other line. You have to see. Then Krishna will give you chance to fulfill your anya bilash. If you got anya bilash, not Krishna bhakti. Krishna will not give you Krishna bhakti. He can give you even mukti, but he will not give you bhakti. This is Krishna's principle. Bhakti can be awarded to a person who is fully surrendered. One who does not know anything but Krishna. This is the way. This is the only way. You see, there are two, three things. Sometimes devotees use, well, you know, they take it very lightly, these statements. They take one statement is, what do you call this? Nirvanda Krishna Sambandha Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya, they take it very easily. Oh, we can use everything for Krishna service, no problem, Prabhu. Actually, person has a desire to have a big house. I will have a house because it's Yukta Vairagya. I will have a house and I'll make a nice temple for Krishna. But 99% is your desire. You are using for Krishna. I want to have a big car. Oh, I will use this car for Krishna, Prabhu. I can use car for Krishna. No, car is your desire. You may use for Krishna for 1% or 2%, but 99% is your desire. That is not Nirvandu Krishna Sambandha. You see, the Nirvandu Krishna Sambandha, how it comes? I tell you how it comes. Anasakta Vishyan. First, one has to be completely anasakt. No asakti with anything. Our philosophy is, when you see Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, or our acharyas, they had no asakti. Living proof is our own Prabhupada. Devotees gave him money. He did not. Generally, when you see in India, and the gurus in India, when they die, I have seen practically everybody. I don't see there is anybody except Prabhupada who done this. I haven't seen it. Since the age of 5, I've been going around with the gurus, particularly taking birth in Punjab, means so many gurus around there. You know that. So I'm born in that sort of philosophy. I always anti-guru anywhere, never liked gurus. Because practically they are cheaters. And I've seen Prabhupada is the only one who has done this. There were a few others. I'll tell you one thing which even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj personally glorified. I got the book where he glorified him. That was Lala Babu. But let me tell first about Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he used flying in the aeroplanes, but he was never attached to it. Brahmananda Prabhu once traveled in the first class with Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't know that traveling first class. When Prabhupada sat, he said, Prabhupada, this is first class. He said, oh, is it? So, of course, they brought something else, few things, you know, whatever they would do. And Prabhupada said, what's the use? And I think that was the first and last time Prabhupada traveled in that class. Prabhupada, what's the use of traveling in this? He said, we don't eat meat, we don't eat alcohol, whatever they bring. We don't use their services. So it's a waste of money and waste of time. No, we don't travel in this. Prabhupada was detached. Prabhupada had so much money, 108 temples, he had a wealth, he could have given to his relatives. He could have given to his family members. He did not give a pie to them, not even one penny to the family members, to the friends or relatives. He didn't leave anything for them. Because everything was for Krishna, nothing for himself. Look at what Prabhupada done. They given him the money at the time of Vyas Puja days. Whatever money comes to Prabhupada, he used for Krishna's service fully. Nothing for himself, everything for Krishna. Not this 2% for myself, for my maintenance and rest for Krishna. No, no. Everything for Krishna, Prabhupada gave. But the last money he left, which they used to give him at the time of his Vyas Pujas, even he kept the money separate. He said, okay, my disciples gave this money to me. But he kept it separate. Then after that, he told them to open a MVT Mayapur Vrindavan Trust with that money. So when you all go to India to see MVT, MVT is money was established with the money of personal money of Prabhupada, which was given to him for his Guru Dakshina at the time of Vyas Puja days. He used everything for Krishna. Nothing for himself. Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur. We have got our own 6 Goswami temples. 7 temples actually. They are not 6, the 7 temples. Then we got our own ISKCON temple. Then you so many other 5,000 temples. There's a one temple of our own Gaudiya Vaishnavis called Radha Brajamohan Temple. There's this Nrotan Das Thakur. We sing the prayer every day. It was composed over there in front of Radha Brajamohan by Nrotan Das Thakur. All the poems which we, all the songs which we sing. So if you visit next time to Vrindavan, you can go to the temple. I may speak some other time about that particular temple here. But then there's one temple. Let me tell you what is Anasaktya Vishyan. What is Anasaktya Vishyan? So this verse, it needs a lot of, it's beautiful verse, but needs really whole explanation on it. But I will touch little bit today only, not too much. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you can go to Vrindavan, you can see beautiful temples. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned, there was a temple made by pure devotees like Lala Babu temple. You may not heard Lala Babu temple, but if you're going to Vrindavan, you owe to Lala Babu. Because the entire Vrindavan was bought by Lala Babu. Lala Babu was a very, very wealthy man, very wealthy person in Bengal somewhere. I don't know where from. So he came to Vrindavan and he left. He never went back. He left everything. He left everything and he came to Vrindavan. Because he was a sate, he was a rich man. Somehow that he had a ring which he forgot to take it off. He was just living like a beggar. So he taken his ring off and he renounced. He did not say, okay, let me take some wealth for my maintenance in Vrindavan. He said, okay, Vrindavan is, he was enjoying so much. This is called attachment of Krishna. You see, attachment of Krishna is not that seniority depends on how many years we are practicing Krishna consciousness. Seniority actually depends on how much attachment we have got for chanting Hare Krishna, how much attachment we have got for Krishna, how much we have detached from the material life. This is the advancement. This is the seniority. Now, Lala Babu came and he left everything. He was just living, roaming on the Vrindavan, living on the bhiksha, and simply as a beggar, but constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now this is Anasaktya Vishyan. Means detached from the whole world. Nothing, I don't want anything, I'm fed up with this. Now what I'm going to do with this? So just chanting Krishna's name, this is called Anasaktyan. But then next line comes, Yata arnam apunjitaha. Now one day Lala Babu was going to Mathura. This is well before even, I mean, during the time of, I don't know which year it was made, but if Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati mentioning that means it's before that. It's a beautiful temple. So then he saw, so because he was Muslim rulers, so actually the entire Vrindavan was for a sale. Means, it's called Jimidar. Jimidar means land, what is it called? Landowners? So people who deal with the land business, you see. So this Jimidar, he put the whole Vrindavan was for a sale because it was Muslims who were ruling. So then the entire Vrindavan was for a sale, he heard. See, it was same place where the Kacharis are now. Even today, the Kacharis in, Kachari means what is it called? Courts. So Kacheri in Mathura is still there, same spot, coming for hundreds and hundreds of years. I went there because I know a lot of people over there, so I asked, said, no, this is going well before even British Raj. So when he saw the Boli was called, auction was going on there. So he heard, he said, what is this? Why there so many people are gathered over here? Oh, don't you know? Vrindavan is on sale. And they used to call it Fakirabad. Vrindavan, the Muslims, they used to call Vrindavan Fakirabad. Fakir means beggar. So in Vrindavan, they're all beggars live there. They got nothing. They don't know what they do. They only chant Krishna, 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 nothing else. So when he heard, oh, Fakirabad is they are selling. So he said, oh, so he put his hand up while they were auction was going on. He put his hand up. When he put his hand up, what happened? He gave the highest bid for Vrindavan. So they said, oh, there's a madman over there. He's a bhikhari. Bhikhari means beggar. Oh, beggar is putting hand up here. Hey, what are you doing? This is not for you. Get lost. Get up. Like sometimes they do in India. Get. Go away. But Lala Babu said, no, no. Don't worry. I don't have to disclose to you, but I'm not a beggar. I actually literally want to buy it. So what do you mean? He said, I got family, I got business in Bengal. And I'm a jimidar too. I can buy it. He said, how will you give money? He said, I got something. So he had one gem ring, very expensive gem, which in his potli. He was not carrying, you know. So he taken, he said, I got this one ring as a deposit. I can give it to you. I will send the message to my home and money will come in 1 month time. Because they used to come by Balgadi. Balgadi mean bullock cart. So then the message used to go by the kabutar, a pigeon. The pigeon used to take the message. So they send a message with the pigeon. You got to see, it's a beautiful place to see. So he sent the message with the pigeon. I want this much wealth. So immediately the sons, pious, you see, pious father, pious sons. So the sons, within 1 month, the sons are two bullock carts with the security guards. The money arrived in Mathura. So he bought the entire Vrindavan. See, sometimes people are very proud. Oh, I'm doing this project, I'm doing this, I'm doing, what can we do? He bought the whole Vrindavan. When he bought the whole Vrindavan, then what did he do? He made a beautiful temple for Radha and Krishna there. And what did he do? The whole Vrindavan he bought, he did not say, I am the owner. He said, no, no, no. He given that land, the Gopi Bazaar. If you go to Gopi Bazaar and Loi Bazaar, everybody knows Loi Bazaar. But lots of devotees don't know Gopi Bazaar. Gopi Bazaar is the oldest. Loi Bazaar, actually, Loi does not mean Loya. Loya means something you think iron, isn't it? It's not Loya. Loi mean? Loi mean which you take, what is it called? Shawl. Huh? Shawl? Chadar? It's called, the ladies when they wear, it's called shawl. When the man wears, it's called Loi. So for man, shawl is little bigger. Prabhupada used to wear Loi. So it's called Loi, not shawl. So that was a Loi Bazaar. So he bought the entire, because he bought the whole Vrindavan, he given all the Loi Bazaar shops to Radha Govindji. He said, now this property should not belong to anybody. Because he was detached. This is called Nirvandu Krishna Sambandhi Yukta Vairagya Chitta. This is called Yukta Vairagya. He is detached. But he bought the whole Vrindavan and he gave Loi Bazaar and Gopi Bazaar. These are two main bazaars in Vrindavan. There is a huge Gopi Bazaar. All the shops in Gopi Bazaar and Loi Bazaar is given to Radha Govindji. And the other land he gave it to Ranganathji. You see, Ranganathji got huge temple. All the gardens, beautiful gardens. So whole land he distributed to the different temples in Vrindavan. And when he died, when he passed away, what did he do? He said, do not make roof on his disciple, on his samadhi. He said, no, no, no. I lived without roof whole life. Why roof after samadhi? When I die, he said, please don't cover me. Leave me open in the sky. That's how I lived whole life. This is called Yukta Vairagya Muchyate. So, Anukula Sankalpasya Pratikula Varjanam. So, we cannot use everything and anything for Krishna. There are certain things we cannot use for Krishna. There is one devotee, I won't name it. He personally told me. And we know each other well. So, he used to do all illegal activities. Smuggling, prostitution and everything, and he got money from that, and then he used to give to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, this is called Yukta Vairagya. Prabhupada said, no, I don't want you this money. This money is not good money. This is sinful money. No, we don't want it. No, he said, I'm not giving it to you. I'm giving for Krishna. So he used to give forcefully. He said, Prabhupada said, well, if you give in to Krishna, I'm not taking it. If you give in to Krishna, you give it to him. But you will suffer for it. Because you are doing illegal activities. This is called pratikulasya. This is not anukulasya. So there are activities, certain things. You can't just open a meat shop. Yes, you can take money from the person who is selling if you can use his, because then he can be benefited. But if you use it, you will be suffering. You will suffer. So this particular verse, Yukta Varagyam Uchite, maybe I'll discuss some other time. But there are patikul and there are anukul. So anukul items which are favorable, that can be used for Krishna. But everything for Krishna, nothing for us. If we use, we have come for Krishna consciousness, and tomorrow if we start doing something for me, something for Krishna, that means it's called karma mishra bhakti. It is not shuddha bhakti. If you want to free yourself, jnana mishra bhakti. Oh, I know too much. What do you know? Nothing. You cannot know more than Vyasadeva. You cannot know more than Suta Goswami. You cannot know more than six Goswamis. There are so many devotees in the line. And what have you got? You are living on the remnants of Prabhupada. Whatever you speak, you are just given Prabhupada, something to you. And now you are changing it. There was one devotee. I like to mention this point. I heard. He said, oh, it does not matter, conservative approach or liberal approach, it's all same. We should not fight for liberal approach. We should not fight for conservative approach. They're all the same. This is okay. It's all transformation. No, it is not same. It is not for transformation. Then we can say this. It's a Mayavad concept. You go to Mayavadi, they say, yes, spiritual life is spiritual life. Mayavadi impersonalist or personalist is a transformation. You become now impersonalist, tomorrow you will become personalist. It's a transformation. It's not transformation. There is a difference between conservative. There is no such thing as conservative and liberal. It's only one thing, that is Krishna. Nothing else but Krishna. If we dilute Krishna consciousness with other things, then the result is not going to be Krishna. Right? There is one. Let me see if there is one nice. You don't mind if I read something of Bhakti Stanta 5 minutes more? Is it okay with you? Yes? Now this is... Sorry, just let me find out. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I have to find... Yes. Srila Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said, I like to read this. He said, pure items are rare because they are not easily attainable. He's talking about pure devotion service, pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti. No mixture with new age preaching. No mixture with anything else. He says, pure items are rare because they are not easily attainable. There is less demand for them. People tend not to respect them. Pure devotees are rare. Therefore, there is no appreciation, demand or respect for those who do not misguide people, but are busy trying to attract them toward the Lord by introducing them to Sankirtan and Harikatha. At present, it is fashionable to be cheated by those who in the name of religion misguide people. Real devotees do not speak to please their audience. They do not cheat people. Rather, pure devotee expose the defect of cheaters who love to compromise. Only those who are fortunate learn to be cautious after hearing the saint words. Although the word of real devotees may appear to be contradict our present taste and experience, they are nevertheless most auspicious for us. Demand for pure thing is less and the demand for impure is high. Wine is sold at every street corner, whereas cow milk is sold only in selected places. Impurity is in abundance, but purity is rare. Pure Krishna consciousness is very rare. Krishna conscious means pure Krishna consciousness. You see, if you want to make khoya,
You know khoya? Everybody, all the ladies know khoya? Barfi, khoya? You know what you cook with the Mother Kulangna, what is called? Sandesh or something, come from khoya. First is khoya. Khoya comes only from a pure milk. If you add water in the milk, there are two types of chach. One is called chach, which is made of lassi, and one is called kachi lassi. Kachi lassi is if you take a milk and you put water in there. What is become? It's called kachi lassi. It's lassi as well. It's called lassi. But if you want to make a khoya, barfi, you can only make with what? You can only make with milk. With the lassi, you cannot make khoya. You can cook lassi so much. It looks like milk. You're not going to get anything out of it. So if you water down Krishna consciousness with the new things, with the yogas and with all new age preaching, with all other things, liberal things or whatever you can think of, you're not going to get Krishna. You may attract people. People may come and go. I read a statement last time in my last class. That's another topic. But let me tell you one thing. If you want Krishna, there's only one way to go Krishna. You can call it conservative, or you can call whatever, or fanatic, whatever you can call. But that's what it is. That's what Six Goswamis practiced. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practiced. That was Shukdev Goswami practiced. And that what Prabhupada practiced. Prabhupada only came with Krishna, nothing else but Krishna. He did not open a yoga club to attract people, then I will give you Krishna later. He said no. Somebody else in Vrindavan, Gaudiya Math devotee, I was furious. He came to me, he said, oh, you know, flamin, you know, like, oh, this person, actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent Prabhupada to this is God brother. He trained Prabhupada the Krishna Tattva. And then Prabhupada went out, which you call Prabhupada. So Bhaktivedanta Swami went out and he preached Krishna consciousness. I said, really? Do you think so? I said, if you think so, whoever told you, you are wrong. Then I was just fiery. I could not. I'm a Rajput. I could not take it. I say, you think that somebody trained Prabhupada about Krishna consciousness, tattva, beside Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? I said, if that was the case, then why that person who trained Prabhupada, why did not he introduce Krishna consciousness to the whole world? What were they doing? Nobody could do. Prabhupada is not. And once right in this temple, somebody called Prabhupada, he had some visitors with him. I could not take it. He said, Prabhupada, oh, like you have got gurus, so we have got a guru, Prabhupada. I was furious. I said, you telling Prabhupada just an ordinary guru? Like you got guru, Prabhupada is our guru. Prabhupada doesn't have a guru, he's acharya. He has come with, he's not trained by anybody, he's Nitya Siddha. He came with this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, nothing else but Krishna, nothing else. He did not use any other method. So this guy, he said, oh, well, we can't just tell people to give him a Kanti Mala and tell them chant four regulative principles and chant 16. I said, who is saying that? You can tell anybody to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada did not introduce his four regulative principles straight away. Prabhupada said, just chant Krishna's names. Prabhupada did not attract the crowd with anything else. Prabhupada attracted the crowd simply with one thing, chant Hare Krishna. Our philosophy is chant Hare Krishna. And more we got taste for chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Definitely, definitely you will feel Krishna. Depend on us. How much we chant, how sincerely we chant. And this is the philosophy. And this is the only way attract people. People will come to you. They will be attracted to you. You don't have to attract them. When you become a magnet, you don't have to go, oh, let me try to attract they will automatically get attracted. That is the definition of a pure devotee. Pure devotee means who attracts anybody and everybody. That's what Prabhupada was. So my request to you is, just like you want to make a khoya, you need milk, you need sugar, you need fire, isn't it? So similarly, what do you need? You take chanting Hare Krishna philosophy, and a khoya is your shraddha. And this shraddha and chanting Hare Krishna, you boil with the fire of devotees. You have to remain on the fire. If you take a sugar and you take a milk, you put it on one side, it's not going to become a khoya. You have to put on the fire. So that means if you want Krishna, then you need a shraddha, ado shraddha, tato sadhu sangha, tato bhajan kriya. The bhajan kriya, you come in the association of devotees, remain in the association of devotees. And best as a Prabhupada, he's in his books. Read his books every day without fail. Then you will know what Prabhupada is saying. Then anybody, if I say something wrong, immediately you will say, oh Prabhu, you're off the line. If you're not reading Prabhupada books, then anybody and everybody can come and say anything. Vyasasana is only for chanting Krishna's, presenting Krishna consciousness. This seat belongs not for management. This seat does not belong for liberal class people. This seat belongs only for one class of people. This seat belongs to only Vyasadev and his representative. And this seat belongs only to preach Krishna consciousness. Nothing else but Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Thank you so much. So read Prabhupada books, chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam and be happy.